This is podcast number 164, and we are going to talk about Mario Kart 8, the upcoming DLC package 2.
Not next week.
Yes, it is coming, and we already got the glimpse of it. We already got the nature. We tasted. We had like the a plate, and they first of all, we went to Costco, and we just wanted like a little sample of it because they said upcoming. We wanted to sample one of the little sample ladies who works with the game. They're like, you want a little sample of this little taste? And they let us taste it all. We had a full Grandoise meal, so we want to talk about that before we get started. We want to introduce ourselves, and of course, you know who I am, Dark Boo. Everyone knows. Thank you. We have Spider Star. You.
Hey everyone, how are you doing today?
We have Soul.
Drops of Jupiter.
And we have Toadette.
Yo!
As he couldn't make it here with us.
Because he's dumb.
He's been sacrificed to a cannibalistic tribe. Hopefully we'll get him back, but I mean, probably not. If the afterlife exists in their tribe, how it works is basically they possess the spirit of the sacrifice, possesses a wild animal, often a bat, and they come back into human form after 6 months of being locked in a box.
Do not ask me where that came from. Do not. I would be like, Axel, I had a redirectory to Soul.
What do you mean, ask where it came from? It came from the cannibalistic tribe. Duh.
Okay, how about Mario Kart 8? Let's talk about that.
Okay, we're gonna dive right into this Animal Crossing crossover to Mario Kart 8. Because really,
this Animal crossover.
Yes. As before we get started, because we're just gonna dive right in. I'm tired of waiting. I know y'all tired of waiting. First question: how do we feel about this DLC that's coming? Well, for me, it was like the same thing. When the first DLC came out, I'm like, okay, I don't know what we're going to get. But looking at these tracks, I don't want to get into the tracks, so that's the next question. But when I saw what was coming, because I really didn't care about the characters or the carts, but when I saw the tracks that were coming, I was happy. I like praise him for what they did. And a little side note, I be thinking Nintendo, they be listening to the Lost Level podcast. I be thinking they be doing so because they did answer some of our prayers. They did do that. Y'all know, we know y'all listening. Don't try to hide. We know the true tea because we give the true tea. We don't throw shade unless it's necessary. How do y'all feel about this upcoming DLC?
I'm excited about it.
It's juicy, as Spider Star you would say.
Yes. It is very juicy.
I think I'm a little more excited for it than I was for the older one, because the courses, I'm not going to go into the courses too badly, but the courses in the first one, a couple of them were just okay. Like, Ice Outpost is fine, but the ones that we have, almost all of, I think all of them are just like,
yeah,
in one way or another are just exciting. All of them are so amazing, and I think I like the carts as well. Like, maybe I think like the first one's a little better, but some of these, the City Tripper, which I bet we're gonna talk into later, the City Tripper, it's like a Vespa, and I'm like a sucker for those things.
Oh, yo, I am so excited for the Bone Rattler. It looks so awesome. But
all of them,
I've seen gameplay videos of characters using it, and it looks like it's gonna be inward, or out. I don't remember which kind, but it's the bad kind of drift that I don't like, and that's kind of disappointing.
I think that's inward drift. You don't like
inward. I don't like the ones that I like the instant drifts, and this one doesn't look like one that does that, so I'm kind of disappointed about that. But I guess I'll just have to learn how to cope with them, because this bike looks way too awesome to give up. Just come on. It's like, for people who haven't seen it yet, it's like this silver like skull throne thing. It's like it looks like Dry Bowser, so obviously it's a bike made for Dry Bowser. But you know, anyone can use it because it's Mario Kart. But it looks like it's like a skull, and it has a
chrome finish.
Yeah, it's like a silver skull. It has, like, bony handlebars, and then the seat looks like a spiky throne. And then it has one wheel in the front and two wheels in the back, so it's like a bone throne tricycle.
I like tricycles.
So, yeah, I'm definitely, y'all better wait to see, like, a little ass Toadette riding that online. That's gonna be me.
I think the best word to this, or the best way to describe it so far, is they definitely were very creative with their approach on this DLC pack.
Yeah. I'm more excited for the carts and tracks more than the characters, but that kind of goes for the same that I felt about the last DLC. I didn't really... Link was pretty cool, but I didn't really care about Tanuki Mario or Cat Peach.
Yeah.
And here, I mean, it's kind of cool to see Dry Bowser back, but I never, like, really used him or anything, and I don't know anything about Animal Crossing, so I'm not really excited for the villager Isabel, but the courses and the carts look amazing. I can't wait to play on them and with them.
Pretty much everyone said everything that I was thinking. I think that it's cool that we're getting new carts. The courses, they are incredibly juicy. All right, we have a lot of fantastic courses, a lot of great old courses being brought back that are just so fantastic, so awesomely remade. And can I mention just one of them right now, or are we doing that for the next question?
I think that's the next
question. Okay, we'll just wait for the next question.
Okay, I was going to say you can lead us on, because that's the next question.
Okay, segue. Yes! All right, so the next question pretty much is about the tracks, and if it's all right, I think it would be cool if we just, like, you know, just recite all the names so far. So, okay, so I hope I'm saying this right, all right, because there's, like, two retro courses for each cup, right? Two retro
each
courses
cup, yes.
Has two retro courses and two new courses.
And two new ones, yeah. All
right, okay. So if I say this wrong for whatever reason, please correct me. All right, for the Crossing Cup, there's GCN Baby Park and GBA Cheeseland. Oh, I love Cheeseland. Yes. Yes. And then two new courses, Wild Woods and then Animal Crossing. And then for the Bell Cup, we have Neo Bowser City. Then the GBA Ribbon Road. And then two new courses, Super Bell Subway. Yes! Boo to that! Yes! Subway!
Yes!
And then Big Blue, which is a F-Zero course.
Yeah. I'm happy to see a Neo Bowser City back again, because that was my course in Mario Kart 7. Nobody could beat me in that course.
Like, with the retro courses, since I think in the question order it talked more about the retro courses, I really like Neo Bowser City. It's, but to me, it's almost the weakest link because it's such a modern one. There's not much to change, because if you look at Cheeseland and Ribbon Road, when I saw Ribbon Road, I didn't even know it was an old course.
Oh my god!
And Cheeseland, this one might not be so good, but Cheeseland, I didn't realize was made out of cheese. I thought it was just a new desert.
Yeah,
course.
It doesn't actually look like it's made out of cheese in this one, but once you start looking at the little details, though, you can see, like, oh, it's cheese.
The GBA courses, like, I'm very glad that, first of all, I think when we were discussing Mario Kart 8, like, in the beginning, before it even came out, I think it was me and Star, you both said we wanted Ribbon Road.
Yes.
And
SC as well.
And I wanted Cheeseland, so we all got our stuff.
Those courses look spot on. And Baby Park was a course. I know SZ wanted it, but it's a course that pretty much everyone's wanted to come back because it is it's not really my favorite to play on, but everyone seems to love it. So I'm glad that it's coming back. All of them look great, though.
Is there going to be a question about courses we wanted, or can we just say that now?
You could say it.
I wanted Toad's Factory.
Yeah,
Toad's Factory would have looked so sexy in these graphics, with the ZOG and stuff too. Oh man,
yes,
that would have been amazing. But maybe if they have another DLC pack, that could be a possibility. Because they didn't say anything this is just all we have for now.
Yeah, maybe I'm really wondering. Like, I think that they're gonna make more DLC, but
not right now. Not right now. We'll probably get word about it. Maybe they might say stuff on like during E3 or something. But like, I won't be surprised if we have like something in like the late fall or like the winter or something like that.
Didn't they announce that the previous DLC at E3?
No, they didn't. Actually, it was kind of weird. The DLC was just kind of announced randomly. It wasn't during, like, a big event or anything. It just popped up online. It's like, oh, Nintendo's putting Link in Mario Kart. And, like, it seemed really...
Oh, yeah.
It seemed really fake at first, but then there was, like, official pictures, and, like, Nintendo said the Zelda's like, oh, okay, well, this came out. That's what I kind of liked about their announcement about the DLC, is that it's, like... I mean, it's something that people kind of expected, but the way they announced it just kind of came out of the blue. It's just like, hey, guys, we're making DLC!
I think it'd be really cool if there was more DLC with, like, different Nintendo franchises, like Metroid. Like, imagine playing Samus and Mario Kart. That would be so hot.
If they make another DLC course, with all these F-Zero cores, they should just make Captain Falcon a character.
Oh, I have no doubt with the F-Zero courses that there's going to be an F-Zero game coming, because they wouldn't do two randomly. I feel like one was enough. If they weren't trying to hype up for F-Zero, I'm really expecting a new F-Zero game being announced.
I expect if they don't make an F-Zero game, they're going to make an F-Zero DLC pack.
That would also work.
And I think with that DLC pack, they should have, like... You know what they should do like they did, like they had before, where they had Emerald, Sapphire... No, Emerald, Ruby, Sapphire, Diamond. They should have them four... That's 16 tracks, though. So I don't know if they'd do it.
I don't think they do.
Yeah,
maybe they could have just a... I mean, that's also a stretch. I was going to say, maybe they could have four cups and... Or four courses, and then there'd be an Emerald, Ruby, Sapphire, and Diamond. But again, that's four of zero cup courses. But with the retro courses, I wanted to mention one last thing. GBA Ribbon Road is... I want to play that course so badly because I love all the Nintendo toys they have, and I want pretty much all of them.
Oh yeah, Ribbon Road, like it's like barely recognizable now. Not in a good in a good way. In a good way, because they
have no idea.
It's like you didn't expect that.
It is so, like, when I imagined Ribbon Road in Mario Kart 8, I wasn't expecting much change, you know, design wise. But what they did was so genius. I'm kind of upset it's DLC and that wasn't in the original game, because if they had that course as one of the ones in the original, we would have gotten pretty much all of us would have gotten so excited, because that was honestly the smartest course design for a retro course that they've done for a while.
Yeah, I think it's the best retro course, like, ever, at least at this point so far, like, the best. I love Ribbon Road so much, alright, and as soon as this DLC comes out, alright, we're gonna be going on Wi-Fi, we're gonna be playing on all these damn courses, because I'm just so excited, especially for Ribbon Road, just because it's like, when you thought of it in, like, the GBA game, Mario Kart Super Circuit, which I was a big fan of Mario Kart Super Circuit, a lot of people, they didn't really like that game, but I loved it, I played it all the time when I was a kid, so these GBA remakes, you know, they just mean so much more to me than they do to other Mario Kart fans, because they're like, oh, I don't really care about that game. But for me, I love that game. So it's like, seeing these courses being remade, I didn't expect Ribbon Road to go from an island full of mm-hmm. presents and gifts and things like that, to, like, literally, like, a young kid's room with, like, you know, like, I don't know if it's like his birthday or something, but, like, there's presents all over, you know, toys already out of their boxes and whatnot. Like, they just did such a fantastic job. Like, I don't know how they thought of it, but they did a great job.
Some of the retro courses from not retro courses, the custom courses that people made from Mario Kart Wii, you could, like, go off the track and explore. I wish they had it for this, because I would do it all day, just looking at the toys up close.
One thing I'm like upset about that they removed from Mario Kart Online is that if you like start moving away from the course, like, they automatically, like, well, not automatically, but after a while they just disconnect from you. I mean, I know obviously it's not how you're supposed to play the game, but mm-hmm. back in Mario Kart Wii, I'd like to, especially on GCN Peach Beach. We would play something called Push Wars or Turf Wars or something like that, and we would get, like, mushrooms and all, and, like, push against each other against the little boxes near the beach side, and then we just kind of, like, run around the course and be silly. And one time I remember when I joined Boo and Staryu on their their adventures of canning, I kind of just stayed behind and drove back and forth. It was like the Mario Raceway or something like that. I forgot what it was called, but it was the N64 one, and I would just kind of like move back and forth and just kind of block people's path, and that was fun. I like being able to just kind of like free roam around the course, but now if you try to do that, they disconnect you.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. You can't really can, and you can't really, like, explore in Mario Kart 8, because as soon as you do that on Wi-Fi, automatic disconnect. And it's like, it's so, I don't really like that. I mean, I know, yeah, like what you said, it's like, the point of the game is, you know, to play the track, you know? You gotta drive forward. But, you know, still, it's just fun to, like, you know, go backwards and do silly stuff, but you can't do that anymore.
So how do y'all feel about the new tracks? Not the retro, the newer ones. For me, it's, Big Blue. That's only why I can say it. Big damn blue.
Big sexy blue.
Oh my sweet heavens. The track.
Oh yeah, I know Boo was screaming when he saw that.
Yes, I was so happy. And it's a sprint. And I'm happy that it's a sprint course. Although when we played, when we actually played it on F-Zero, it wasn't a sprint. It was actually three whole laps around this big old thing. But I'm happy. And Super Bell Subway, that's like Grand Central Terminal. When I first looked at it, that's what came to me, Grand Central Terminal. I was like, uh-oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did.
I'm going to bet you those trains are like freaking A-trains, always getting in your way.
Mm-hmm. I damn hate sure.
You. For all our New York fans out there, just let us know, just going to let you know, I hate the A-train. I hate it. I actually, I'll talk more about this in What Have You Been Doing, but I got a subway door closed on me the other day.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
I have bruises on my leg.
Oh my gosh.
They're freaking jerks. They just close everything so freaking quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't on an A train, it was on an F train, but it was still kind of annoying.
Animal Crossing, the Four Seasons, that's the only thing that's going to, like, See, this is my question. If it's Four Seasons, will the terrain change if it's snowy? Like, will it be like a little slippery terrain?
Ooh.
I don't think so, but there are different, slightly different obstacles at points.
Well, now see, that would be something if the terrain changed. If it's, I know spring they're not gonna have it rain here and things of that nature.
I hope that if they in the fall one they have like those piles of leaves like they did in Maple
they
Tree.
Do.
They do?
Oh,
yay! Yeah. I haven't looked in too much into. I'm not that into Animal Crossing, so I didn't really look too much into the Animal Crossing course, but that makes me happy. I like that was my see. That's another part I liked about being able to free roam. That's so I'd always play like freaking hide and seek in Moonview Highway or Maple Tree Way, and I'd like hide inside the little piles of bushes. Well, not inside because they'd go away, but I would hide like in between them.
As an Animal Crossing fan, I really, really love this course. I love how there's different seasons, and I feel like it's so nice. That's such a nice touch. I really wish, like, they had, like, villagers playable, though. Like, you know, like, imagine, like, a pango was playable or something, villager like that. But, you know, Isabelle's cool, too.
Isabelle, oh, yeah!
So then. but, yeah, I like Isabelle. I don't care about the villager. I feel like they wasted a spot with the villager.
I like the girl villager.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool,
the neat touch that they let you play as boy and girl villager.
Yeah, if it was just boy, that would have been really stupid.
I like Wild Woods, the interior of Wild Woods. It looked just like what is it? It's a game that comes to my head that looks just like that. It's like a city within a tree. But I don't know what
Pokemon Emerald? I was gonna say, because they got that city, they got that one, they have like that four-tree city that's literally like a bunch of houses on trees.
Well, I don't know what game it is exactly, but it just, I'm like, that interior section is giving me life. And like I said about Big Blue, Big Blue is just like, I can imagine playing on it, but with 200cc.
All the courses are gonna be, the only course I can think that isn't gonna be like a complete, and I say complete, so that means it's still gonna kinda be a hellhole, is probably Baby Park, because just any course that has a lot of walls on it will probably be safe, but you know, that's not counting like all the item BS that can happen, especially in freaking Baby Park.
Baby Park is gonna be filled with boomerangs. I swear, I see it already. Boomerangs,
fireballs, fire flowers.
Yes.
Well, at least we don't. At least we don't have to. At least we can avoid We can avoid having to run away from giant Bowser shells.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And chain chomps. Those things took up like all of the course.
Oh God, yes.
So, I haven't really said much on the new courses, so I don't mean to intrude, but I'm just going to go through them really quickly, because I guess my thoughts are kind of concise on them. For Wild Woods, I really like that one, but from what I've seen, it seems short, like, too short for how cool it is. Like, I really like the idea of it, but I think of the new courses, both Wild Woods and Animal Crossing are rather short compared to Super Bell Subway and Big Blue. Wild Woods is so nice, it looks so well, and there's a lot of ideas going on. I kind of wish it was, like, very, like, longer. For Animal Crossing, that stage looks, or stage, course.
No, you can still call it a stage.
Yeah, stage two. But, that course looks so, the only, like, so amazing. The only course I don't like, or season I don't like is summer, because I don't know, summer one seems so plain compared to
and yeah that's spring. I think it's because it's kind of like the default one, and that's mm-hmm. the one according to Mario Wiki, that's like the one that you always race on when you're doing time trials.
But fall looks so pretty and winter looks drop dead gorgeous. I wish you could select it. That's the other thing, I wish you could select it. Like, I understand that it's supposed to be random.
The whole randomness aspect worked better with the Excitebike course more than this one, mm-hmm. because the Excitebike course doesn't actually really have that many visual differences. It's just obstacles placed in a different format.
But this one, it's just like, yeah, it looks, it's all looks. That's pretty much the entire reason. I mean, there's a little bit of difference. For instance, the fall one has those tree leaves that you can, or tree, the piles of leaves that you can get items from sometimes. And in that same section, if it's winter, there are snowmen in the way. And I forgot, I don't think there's a difference between spring and summer by that aspect. But I know fall and winter have those thingies. But Super Bell Subway looks so interesting. I think it goes in the subway itself with the train cars a little too long, but that's, I guess, preference sake. They have a lot of cool, my favorite part about it is they have a lot of, like, graffiti and cool, subway posters along the walls.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely not playing around with like, the visuals. Like, it's like, hey, we got the Wii U, we're gonna take full advantage!
They have, one of them portrays, part of level 1-2 from the original Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. That was so... And then Big Blue... I'm okay with Big Blue. The only thing is... I haven't played F-Zero, so I don't actually understand what Big Blue is like. I bet the water and stuff is relevant to whatever that course was, but I never played it in F-Zero. All I know is the melee rendition of it. But it looks fun. I'm not sure if... I think of the new courses, Big Blue is probably my least favorite, but I haven't played them, so... I don't know. I never really.
I think it's because I don't think he's saying he doesn't like it. I think he's saying he'd like it more if he'd played F-Zero.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't.
I feel the same way. Like it's a nice looking course, but I don't really have any nostalgia for Big Blue. Other than the Smash Bros. Version of it.
Then that's like the people in PL, which I want to jump on.
But I didn't hate it. I just say it's not.
It's still cool. Yeah, it's really cool looking.
Some people said it wasn't needed. They could have made another track. I'm like, excuse me. Big Blue is known for being hard. It was never an easy course. Big Blue Ordeal? Why do you think they had the word ordeal? Because it was hard. It was never meant to be easy. And it had a lot of aerial... Like, there's a lot of things where you fly to another path and stuff. It was just hard. Let's just put it out there. It was just hard to race on. And that's the thing about it, like, Big Blue is bringing back, because there was so many Big Blues. It was one in Ruby, one in Emerald, Ruby, Sapphire being the hardest one, because it was the last track, literally, in the Sapphire Cup, and it was the hardest, because it had a lot of tight turns. Sometimes that even if you can drift, you still going to end up failing. And imagine playing it on 200cc. 200cc. I hope they have a brake button. Is there a brake button? Because I feel like
there is going to be a brake. In the new update, you'll be able to like brake while you drift.
Yes, because I thought like the drift button was the actual brake button if you didn't turn.
Can't you press B to brake?
Yeah, normally, but you can't do that while you're drifting. This new update will let you brake while drifting, which I think they also add as a precautionary measure because, I mean, with a lot of courses, especially like Rainbow Road and all, and Dragon Driftway, ones with a lot of turning, they think they added that as a precautionary measure because people are going to be flying like comets in 200cc mode. And the freaking S-Zero course in 200cc mode, the Mute City, if you use a shortcut, you like fly through a whole like eighth of the course. Like you're just flying.
Which is a good thing. Very good. That's going to make everyone want to take the shortcuts. And my thing, like Rainbow Road, the first series of turns are already hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, I'm feeling like a lot of times I'm not even going to bother drifting just to be safe.
At times the drift is just ridiculous. You can drift properly and still fall off. And don't bump into anyone and get a spin boost.
And God forbid you're playing as someone like Toad Toadette and there's like a Bowser next to you or something. Because you're going to die. You're going to die.
Oh, man.
I'm just eager to play them. I'm really looking forward to Super Bowl Subway for whatever reason. That one looks... It's definitely not my favorite. I think Animal Crossing is probably my favorite of the newer ones, but Super Bowl Subway I think is the most unique.
Yeah, I think I like that one the most in terms of visuals and like just in general.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the most creative and the most like you know, and you know also I have a little bit of bias being a New Yorker myself. You know, I can relate to this course.
Yes.
It's more similar from what I actually was looking into it. It's more similar to London Underground.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the New York subway, but you know, it's got subway in it.
Yeah, it's a subway theme.
And it's got graffiti. You see
all over.
I know. I think you'll see more graffiti on a New York subway than you will on a London subway. I think like London and DC and all, I think they're a lot more like strict about like they clean it more often, and but in New York it's like who cares, just leave it there.
DC's is nasty.
I've seen like entire subways covered in graffiti.
Ew.
And good graffiti though. I've seen it like covered in like good graffiti, not just your normal name tag or anything like that. Like whole pieces of art just kind of just like delicately sprayed onto there.
Oh, delicately, huh?
So I think we kind of went over. Did we go over everything?
I think. Do we have anything else to discuss? Course wise.
You want to talk about 200cc with these tracks, or are we already?
I don't even want to. I'm probably not gonna play it. Honestly, it's too fast
it's
for me.
It's so fast.
Maybe if it's. It's just.
Hey, you know, at least they don't have 200cc mirror.
Oh,
I can't even do normal mirror. I can't even do normal mirror mode. I don't even actually have it unlocked in this mode in Mario Kart 8 yet. Because actually, I'm doing it right now, but I haven't done all the 150cc cups yet.
Mirror is ridiculous.
I hate mirror. Anyone who says they like mirror mode is lying.
Yeah, nobody. It's not the real deal.
Mirror was never that hard in other Mario Karts.
True.
This one is like I could never do whatever that sand course is.
And what, in this game?
Bone Dry Dunes or something like that? The special cup one?
I cannot do mirror cup with
that. Oh god, yeah, that one sounds impossible in mirror mode.
Never get first. Or you get third. The highest I get is third, fourth. I try so hard to get first, and after that one, I'm like, if I fail on these next tracks, I'm going to yell. Because that one is as hard to get.
Yeah, and the, you know, the requirements for getting free stars is pretty tough. So, like, you know, God forbid you get second place one time. Nope, two stars.
Ridiculousness. But I think we kind of went over anyone last thoughts.
Well, with the the blah 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 blah, the carts and bikes, I think that some of them are interesting, but I don't like the Streetle. That thing looks ugly.
Yeah, I'm not too interested in, I'm only interested in the Bone Rattler. The other ones are just eh.
The Bone Rattler is pretty cool, but I already said before, I love the City Tripper.
Yeah, because you have a weakness for Vespas.
And it also changes, it changes between, like, a green pattern and a pink pattern, depending on if it's a girl or boy character. Even though, for Isabelle, it still stays green, because it's, like,
I guess it's Animal Crossing. Like her, yeah, it's, green is, like, her color, too, I think.
It's, I'm, like, obsessed. And then there's the P-Wing, which also looks really interesting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the P-Wing.
It looks good, but, like, compared to the others, it's just, like, meh.
Like I said, I think my only disappointment is that I'm pretty sure Bone Rattler is gonna be, like, all the kind of bad guy-looking carts that I like, they're gonna be built for speed, have the wrong kind of drifts. This happened with the Bad Wagon, this happened with the Bruiser in Mario Kart 7, with the... Well, actually, not so much in the other ones, because in the other ones you had, like, specific carts for each class, but in Mario Kart 7 and this one, all the carts that I've liked have had horrible stats for my characters. Like, they've been built for the heavy guys.
Did the Wii one even have, like, one of those for little guys like Toadette?
The Concerto. I believe it's called Mini Beast in the U.S. one.
Yeah, the Mini Beast.
But that's another one. I didn't really like Mini Beast that much, because it had good stats, but it wasn't, like, the stats that I liked. I'd usually use the Magic Cruiser or the Duck instead.
Oh, I love both of those. My favorite's the Quacker.
Yeah, and Magic. Everyone knows in Mario Kart Wii, Toadette with a Magic Cruiser was just instant death if you play. If God forbid you played on like Sherbet Land. With that off road though, but yeah, it's happened a lot with a lot of carts that I like. That they either have bad stats for me, or, like, just something else, and, I mean, it doesn't really affect me, because right now, I'm playing 150cc cups using, the Bad Wagon, the Slim, and the Bowser Kite, which, gives me pretty good handling and traction, but everything else kind of sucks, and, you know, one of the small character's best traits is, acceleration, and I don't really have that with Toadette, but because these are computers, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait for this DLC update. I'm just gonna hope for the best and see, and hope that maybe the Bone Rattler has some good stats for me, so I can, you know, so not only can I look cool in it, I could actually win something with it.
I doubt it will, though, because it's made for
Dry Bowser. Yeah, it's gonna be built on speed, but, you know.
Unless it's like the Duke, where it doesn't have any speed boosts. Or any changes, but I doubt it.
Oh, that would also be kind of nice if it was just a zero cart, because that wouldn't be as bad. But I don't know. I'm not gonna try to get my hopes up. I'm just gonna cross my fingers and hope that it's at least somewhat usable for small characters. Because I don't use anyone else in this game but Toad and Toadette. Not even the Miis.
I'm using my Mii right now.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah, I cannot wait for this DLC. I want it to come out right now. The carts are good.
You gotta wait until Thursday.
I know. The carts are good. The tracks are good. Everything is good. Alright, I just need to play this right now and just... Ugh, it's gonna be in my system. I just need to play it right now. I cannot play Mario Kart 8.
Put it in my veins.
Yes. But yeah, yeah, I just really can't wait.
And inject the cheese into my veins.
Ew.
Cheeseland, Ribbon Road, Subway.
Just throw a Subway into my veins.
So yes, April 23rd. That's when it'll come out.
Okay, so that's the end of the main topic, and we just gonna get right into the news and community events and such.
Wow, you're far ahead in Mario Kart when a combination of a blue shell and a red shell still leaves you in first place.
Really quickly, can we go into news?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. NPL Community Night, we playing Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. We are playing that tonight with our host, Yoshi Man.
Play with Mewtwo if you want, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's why we like, kind of doing it now because me too, you know.
They have the patch bonuses.
So, you can get join whenever you want, things of this nature. I might join just for the heck of it to see who's playing and see if I can get vengeance on one person.
Mm-hmm. So,
and not
that's
as,
too
it's,
easy.
It's SZ probably that I probably want vengeance on, but there's another person who I would like to kill. Next.
Is it who I think it is?
Yes.
Oh, come on, boo.
It's very nice. I'm going to do it
with. What did they do this time?
Exists.
What? Damn.
They did a crime. They existed. You should blame their mama
and their
daddy.
That's not even true tea. That's just, like, hot tea. It's just, like, scalding
That's
tea.
That's scalding tea.
That's scalding. It wasn't even it wasn't a read. It was just thrown in the
you
trash.
You just throw a book at them.
But speaking of Mewtwo, all right, the Lost Levels are having a giveaway so that you can have Mewtwo. Yes, you can get Mewtwo on the Wii U. Yes, all you have to do is comment on our latest pod. Well, now it's not the latest because this one's out. It's going to be up on YouTube. Check out episode 163, Super Smash Brothers for Wii U special, where Toadetta, Dark Boo, Super Zambezi, and moi play Super Smash Brothers Wii U. You know, we get a little crazy. We play the game. You know, we have fun. We deal with Nabbit. We deal with chickens.
Oh, that was so funny. I watched it. The Nabbit thing was
I don't know how I was able to get out of him before, and then this time it's just like, nope.
Nabbit was, oh my god, Nabbit.
I honestly don't know how to get out of that, and same goes for the fish in that 3DS stage. I don't know how to get out of it. I just spam buttons.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You just push a bunch of random buttons.
I did that, and it didn't work, so I guess...
Well, when you have a certain percentage, you automatically will not be able to get out of Nabbit.
Oh, I did not know that, so all right. Okay, so I guess now it makes sense. That sucks.
When I'm at 93%, it literally takes me to, like, the far edge of the screen for me to get out, and then after it fails.
But yes, what you have to do is like that video... And also comment on it, saying what your favorite part was, and also, you know, would you like to see more episodes of us playing, you know, games? Like, you know, maybe we'll play, like, Mario Kart 8 or Mario Party or something. I don't know. Just some type of game. Like, do you want to see us play more games? Tell us in the comments. Remember, this is being posted on Saturday. This is going to be posted, like, later in the night on Saturday. But, the giveaway ends Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. Eastern Daylight time, I think.
Yeah. Eastern time.
Eastern
time. New York time.
New York time. So
New York time.
Just make sure that you are aware of this. Make sure you comment, you know, whatever. The post and stuff is already up. So all you gotta do is go comment and also leave a like, all right? Make sure you leave a like, all right? I'm seeing some of y'all not leaving likes. You better leave a like.
We ain't gonna give you nothing.
Mm-mm. But yes, leave a like, please. We really would appreciate it. Just leave a like, comment,
and when you comment, don't just say, I like the part of this video where you told me to watch so I could get Mewtwo. Don't be slick like that. You had to be honest.
Yeah.
Has someone done that?
No, well, I'm just saying that somebody might try to be a smartass and do it. So don't do that, or else that you not only will you not get Mewtwo, I will come to your house and take your copy of Super Smash Bros. Wii U. And if you downloaded it, I'm just going to take your Wii U.
Ooh, so you don't want that to happen, right? So you better not
so
do
no
that
smart
asinine
asses
crap.
Or else
unless you're into that.
What the hell? What was that? Was that Soul?
That was me.
Oh my god. But yes, also, one more thing, one piece of news, our VGL has been picked, VGL number 5, and also, just so no one's confused, alright, yes, VGL 3 was Metroid Prime, and we had a VGL 4, so we just want to make that clear, like, we're not skipping a number, we had a VGL 4, it's just, we never got to do Metroid Prime, that's why that was VGL 3, so we're not skipping numbers or anything like that. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, our VGL is going to be Donkey Kong 64.
D-K. Yes.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is here.
Yes.
And yes, if you're wondering, the intro will be the rap. That's
yes.
A given.
Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells, grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut shells. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Come on, Cranky, take it to the fridge.
Yes.
I'm so done with you all.
Oh, my gosh. But yes. Oh,
come on. Soul's just jealous because he has no style, no grace, and a funny face.
Exactly.
I'm mad at you.
But the game is out. You can get it on the virtual console. It's out on the Wii U eShop, so go get it. It's only $10, I think, or $8, or it's I think it's $10. But yes, please pick it up and play along with us throughout this whole month. Starting next week, I think, we're going to start talking about it during What Have You Been Doing. Not really this week, because I've been playing it, but, you know, I don't know if Boo played it yet, but I think I'm the only one who's played it so far.
A lot of them have just started the game, so we don't really don't have much to talk about.
Exactly, so we're going to start talking about that next week, so make sure you're playing with us throughout the whole month and, you know, update us with your progress, you know, in the comments, on their respective posts, or in the chat wing. You know, we're talking about it in the chat wing. So, yeah, just be a part of the community and play. We're going to have a podcast about it.
Don't be a wiener like me.
Yeah, you pick up the game and play.
Don't be a toadette.
Don't be a toadette. There's only one toadette.
It's me.
The podcast, the whole Donkey Kong 64 podcast, will be out on May 30th. That's when we film it. Yeah, it's like a movie. Yeah, we're filming a movie. No, that's when we record it and everything like that. So please, May 30th, that's when the podcast will be. So make sure you're playing all throughout this month and all throughout May. And that's it.
Which is the one-year anniversary of Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yes, that's it.
They go on my two damn quit. Go on my two quit. And now we get to talk about our personal lives. And what have you been doing? What have you been doing lately?
I'll go first, because, okay. I mean, I wasn't here last week, which is why I wasn't in that Smash Bros. Thing, but I guess it works out since
there's four of us, so we'd have to, like, take turns or something, I don't know.
So, I think it's perfect. I was gone in Florida, and it wasn't so much a vacation, I hung out with family, because I have my older brother who goes to college there, and my grandfather, they live there, so it was okay. I didn't do much, I didn't have the most fun time, but I did get to, I have to read The Life of Pi, which is probably one of my least favorite books of all time, and I'm not done with it, but I had to do the first part, like, a lot of work with it, and, Sunday I have to go finish the second part of it, and it's work, so there's that, or most of the second part. I'm not really the biggest, fan of that book, because it seems very pretentious, and it came out in, what, like, the 70s, 80s? I don't really like it, but, I've been busy just doing other schoolwork, because lately, it's like that spring rush of all this major work that's going on. I had to do, an entire paper for creative writing class, which wasn't the best. But other than that, I got, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze for free with Club Nintendo, because I got Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I'm glad I didn't buy it, because it's definitely not worth buying, at least for me. But since I got it for free, I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't think I'll ever finish it, but eh. And, oh, what else? I had something else. Gosh. It probably wasn't important. That's all.
Who wanna go next?
I'll go next.
Sure, sweetie.
Thank you, Pango. So I did do some stuff this week. Nothing really, like, too exciting, though. Like, Tuesday, this is gonna sound party funny, hard. I went to my teacher's house as a field trip. And it sounds really creepy, I know, but, we actually had, like, a nice little lunch at her house, and, like, she...
Toadette, do we need to talk? Do we need to talk to the police?
No, it's fine. But yeah, we went to her house, and she made us, like, baked ziti and chicken. It was really nice.
Oh, she's Italian, then.
Yep.
Yeah, she's Italian. If you make baked ziti and chicken, that's Italian.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to her house, and then a fight broke out in the school bus.
Yes! Oh my gosh, fights.
No, I was fucking scared.
Fights are so...
give me the tea, what happened?
Please,
I don't really want to talk about it, since I was, like, having kind of, like, a panic attack while it happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, then.
I really don't like talking about fights. I really hate when they happen around me, too, because I don't want to deal with any of that, like, you know, BS and all, but I don't even know what happened, because I was wearing my headphones, and I started hearing screaming, and people were just, like, fighting on the bus, and, yeah, that happened.
Wait, was it public transit or school,
school bus.
Okay, that's better. But if it was public bus, then I'd be a little nervous. But school bus is just funny, because that means you know the people.
Yeah, it was not fun, but,
Well, not for you, for me.
It wasn't really fun for anyone, because the school bus driver threatened to call the cops on us.
Oh my gosh. My school, last time a school bus driver, there was a fight, he was just like, there better not be any blood. And I'm like from like suburban North Carolina, so, or not from, but I live in suburban North Carolina. And that sounded like a New York thing to me. I'm like, why would a bus driver, he's kind of old and it's kind of lazy. So I guess it's not justified, but it's.
Anyways, I'm done talking about this. Wednesday. I went to go, we had another field trip. We have, like, a bunch of field trips this week and next week because, like, middle schoolers and lower grades are taking testing, so we have to get out of the building so we don't disturb them and stuff. So, yeah, Tuesday we went to my teacher's house. Wednesday, we went to go see a movie, and, like, we split up half and half, and then my half went to see, Fast and Furious 7, and it was pretty nice. It was, like, funny. It had, like, action in it. It's pretty much anything you could expect out of a Fast and Furious movie. And then we had Five Guys for lunch. And then, Thursday we went rock climbing, but I didn't go on that trip because I don't like rock climbing.
What was the other movie they saw?
The other half went to see Divergent.
Wait, what movie you went to see?
Fast Furious 7.
Oh, man, you had to see that movie, and you got Five Guys after? Damn, sounds like a fantastic day.
So we were actually supposed to get Chipotle, but the line was so long.
No, Five Guys. I would totally choose that over Chipotle.
Same.
I would have actually chosen Chipotle because I never had Chipotle before, but I wasn't upset at all. I was like, oh, okay, let's get Five Guys. And I've also had a lot of burgers recently, so, you know, it's like, maybe I should eat something different, but whatever.
Southwestern food makes me vomit. I can't eat it.
And then Thursday, like I said, we were supposed to go rock climb, but I didn't go because I'm not really into rock climbing. So I stayed home that day, and then later that night, my parents and I, we saw an outdoor screening of the movie Clue.
I heard that movie was bad. Was it good? It's an older movie.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It didn't do good in the theaters because it has, like, three different endings. But we watched the one that has, like, all three endings in it. And I thought it was hilarious. It was funny. And, of course, I'm a little biased to it because it has my bae Tim Curry in it. That man's that I'm gay, but you know that man's got a voice. Oh yeah. Friday I didn't do anything. It was just a normal school day for me. But yeah, as we were coming home from Clue, we got on the subway and there were people in the way and we were trying to squeeze past them to get on the train. And they weren't moving, even though there was plenty of space for them to move. It's not like it was rush hour and it was, like, crammed to the brim. Because at that point, I wouldn't even gotten on the train. There's, like, a point. Some people just get on whatever, but there's, like, a point for me where it's just like, I'm not getting on this. I don't care if I'm late. I'm just going to wait for the next one. I don't want to die. And I get, like, really claustrophobic, which is bad if you live in New York. But, yeah, so we were trying to squeeze on, and the door is closed, and it caught my arm and my leg. My arm is fine, but there's, like, a really nasty bruise on my leg now, and my mom and I keep making jokes about suing the MTA.
I can't talk about, like, body, like, even, like, things that happen to body parts without cringing, because yesterday I went to the doctor's, and, like, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I'm not the person who, like, faints at blood, but, like, my friend was talking about how, he plays baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And he slid so hard that he took off his, like, weird baseball pants, and, like, it was just, like, a layer of skin just peeled off, and I started, like,
ow.
I almost started crying. I was like, that is so nasty.
It hurts a lot. Because, like, all your nerves are there, too. That's why getting the door closed on me hurt so much, because it, like, pinched all my nerves on that one leg.
He said it was fine, but I was like, that's disgusting. It's even, like, a cut on somebody's finger, I start freaking out. It's not...
you just, like, kind of, like, imagine the pain yourself.
Yeah. Is that all you've been doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. Right now, as I said earlier, I'm just working towards getting all the 150cc cups. And right now, I have everything at 3 stars. Right now, I'm working on the Lightning Cup. And then after that, I'll just have the 2 DLC cups. And then I'll have to do everything all over again when the new DLC comes out. Fun.
Wait, all over again or just those 2 cups?
Just to, I'll have to do everything all over again in the sense that I have to do those 2 new cups on every yeah. mode. Cause I,
because with... With the, I think it was maybe something happened for whatever reason where my game didn't restart, but for all the amiibos got restarted, that so I had to go re-register them all. So for a second, I'm like, wait, is this a glitch that's happening somewhere else too? So that's sorry.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the Olimar amiibo and unlock the little yes. costume that he has in Mario Kart 8 because it's adorable.
If you can get it.
If I can get it. I got the Toad amiibo, and he was pretty hard to get at first, so...
The Wave 4 amiibos are nowhere. Like, I barely got the Splatoon amiibo, hopefully.
Yeah, but good thing I didn't really want any of those, except maybe Robin, but yeah. Robin and Peach and all my secondaries, I wasn't really... Robin isn't even my secondary, it's more my tertiary, I don't know how to pronounce
tertiary.
It. Yeah, it's my... she's my third main, I use... And it's a male Robin amiibo anyways, you know, I wouldn't really want it if it was a male Robin, because I only use female Robin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking maybe if I wanted more amiibos, I'd get Peach and Robin, but all for now, all I want is Toad and Olimar, and I have Toad, so now all I need to do is get Olimar. But he doesn't come out until, like, September, so I still have, like, a lot of time ahead of me. I don't have any amiibos. I don't have any money to buy them anyways, so even if the pre-order was available now, I couldn't get them.
Here's to you getting it, Miss Toadette.
Well, I'm not gonna try to shoot for a first day release, cause just like with Toad, I didn't get Toad first day. I tried and I didn't. I was like, oh well, I don't really need him right now. And then next week, I just managed. The very next week, I just ordered him for Amazon at normal like store price, and I got him like 3 to 4 days later in the mail.
I wish that were the case for those Wave 4, but I don't think we'll be seeing
Olimar's probably going to be different, because the thing with Toad is that he was really, like, sought after, and then afterwards he kind of started becoming, like, not, like, common, but, like, he definitely became less rare, like, because there was, like,
I've yet to see him in a store.
Yeah,
but
online there's been, like, I don't know how Amazon lists him now, but when I bought him on Amazon, it said it was like buy new, and there's like 82 in stock. They had like a lot of Toads.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all at store price. So I was like, damn, that's a good deal. I'll just buy him. So yeah.
Just imagine.
But yeah, I'm not gonna try to get too crazy to the amiibo business, because I really only want him and Olimar. And Toadette, if they ever make one of her, which I have my doubts about now, because after finding out that Mario Party 10 only supports like a small handful of characters, but I'm still not like losing my hope about it, because you know, Toadette amiibo got a lot of possibilities. She can work at Mario mm-hmm. Kart, she can work with Mario Party, she can work with Captain Toad. Just if you really are making our dreams come true, Nintendo. Yo, you might want to consider Toadette amiibo, and also making a sequel to Captain Toad starring Toadette. Just a little idea for you guys.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. I think it's my turn. Because I'm just gonna go quickly because I don't really have much to say. I've recently been filming some videos because I've been really, really, really behind on uploading videos on my YouTube channel recently, because my schedule was supposed to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it's just, overall, I've just been really lazy with some things, so I apologize if anyone who's watching from YouTube, I apologize. I've really got to get it together. So recently, I filmed a super ultra mega episode of Mario Party 1 of me playing on Peach's birthday cake. And this episode's like 2 hours long, and I'm hoping I can make it into one giant part and not split into two parts, because I know from some advice I got from my friend who said that, you know, usually when things are split into two parts, people are usually too lazy to click on the next video. They're not interested. So that's why I'm trying to put everything into one giant part. It's gonna take a hell of a long time for me to upload. If it was Dark Boo uploading it, it would take like an hour or less. other than that, what else have I been doing? I've been playing Smash Brothers with certain people, been kicking some butt, and of course, you know.
Take a name.
I played Smash Brothers with Dark Boo and Super Zambazi yesterday, and oh my god. Okay, I don't know if I should mention this this week, because I want to mention it when SC's around. But SC, when you play up SC and he screams, literally it is the most funny thing you will ever hear in your whole life. Literally, like, it's just, I don't know why it's so funny, but SC, like, when he screams, it's like, it's just, right, Boo? It's just like,
you lose.
Wait, did you guys hear, like, an actual scream from him, or it's just, it was
actual scream, like, literal screams, like.
I've heard him get very upset, but I've never heard him scream. I've heard him, like, take off his headphones or whatever, and you can hear a whole bunch of, like, slamming when he's upset, but never screaming.
I've never actually heard, I've only ever heard his, like, kind of fake little, scream.
Yeah. Yeah. But this time, like, we actually heard full-on screaming. You guys need to hear it. It is so hilarious. Oh, my God. But, yeah, we had fun playing Smash Brothers, even though at times it was lagging.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I saw that on the what's it called, the video. Too.
I was actually kind of impressed by the amount of lag we had. Like, it wasn't actually that much. It was only like during like two or so matches that we, and it wasn't really like super bad lag either. It was, I said super bad lag, super bad
bag lag,
super bad lag. We didn't get any of that. We just got like a few seconds. So I was.
We have the next Mario Garf. Super Mario bag Garf. Lag.
Yeah, I can't. Welcome to Lost Levels, the show where I can't speak a single word of nothing. But yeah.
Ironically, you've only said like two words wrong ever. It's like usually us who say like 10,000 words wrong.
Yeah.
I have a really fast thought process, so I usually slip up on words.
Same for me. All right, but that's it. You can go now, Boo. Sorry for taking so long.
We played. Oh my god, kids.
Boo's children are being in the way.
It's 72 degrees outside. These kids are going to L. But, me, Honey Bunches, and Super Zamzy, we played Peach Birthday Cake, Mario Party 1.
Oh my god.
The easy come, easy go for me. I don't know what the bonus are. That's only how I win. Literally, that's only how I win. Bonus stars. And, we played. Me as Z, we play Super Smash Bros. I keep getting mad! Every time I play against SZ, I get so mad. And I end up doing the same thing. He does a loop attack, and I keep on falling for it. It gets me mad.
Well, who's he using?
Little Matt.
Has he been practicing with him?
Yo, SC's gotten a lot better. Like, it is like...
His Mega Man's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm still better than him with Mega Man, but I haven't... I think I played as Little Mac once, and it was on a team battle, so it was pretty much given he was gonna lose. Little Mac's not really a good team character.
I could play very well. I think I'm all around, because I don't have a favorite now. I usually with Zelda now, so you're like, I can't stand her even more. I'm good with Lucario, ironically.
Yeah, you freaking living, like, you freaking Timmy...
313%.
Yeah,
he gets up the ranks with Lucario. I don't know how he does it.
It's like freaking Boo turn into Timmy. Like, he's channeling Timmy. Freaking getting living.
Dude,
300.
Boo's freaking Pit.
Pit.
His Pit though.
Pit and Brawl.
After like last week when we were playing Smash Brothers, Boo, me, and Toadette played a little bit longer after SC left. Well, SC played for a little while too, but after he left, Boo picked Pit, and me and Toadette weren't really cussing, but we were just getting mad as hell.
How I did it.
You are good with Pit, man.
I don't know how I did it.
I missed all of this just because I've been inactive lately.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got. Unfortunately, unless someone sees a replay of it, you guys can't really see what happened though, because it was off cameras after the podcast ended.
I saved the replay of it, but after I updated with the DLC of Mewtwo, everything got erased.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about the Smash Bros. Updates. I don't understand why they have to make your replays. Because I mean, I know they show like old versions of characters, but I don't really know. I guess maybe it's because when you're playing a replay, the game just kind of like resimulates everything that happened. It's not actually showing a video; it's literally making a copy of what happened. So I guess you can't really do that with an update, especially if like characters have gotten updated and all. So
it makes
sense, but you know, I don't like it because I lost a lot of my good I lost a lot of my favorite replays from that, especially one. Thankfully, I uploaded this one to YouTube before I did the it was like one of the first updates, and I had a video of me doing four glory teams and no four fun. It was four fun teams because they're items, but it was me and this Kirby against a Ness and a Charizard. They were winning by one, and then literally, as the announcer was counting down, when he said two, I did a smash on both of them with a purple Pikmin and killed both of them when the announcer said one, and I have the, what'd you say?
I think you showed me that.
I showed you guys. I probably even said about this on the podcast because it happened a long time ago. Not really a long time ago, but it happened around the time Smash Bros. Had its first update. But yeah, that's still one of my favorite videos of all time. I'm sad I lost that replay, but I saved it on video, so it's not lost forever.
Yay!
And I played Mario Rainbow Castle SD. When Yoshi lost, we gagged for our dear lives. We laughed for like 15 minutes straight. Because it reminded us of Yoshi Man when he lost on Yoshi Tropical Island. Oh my god, I thought Yoshi just slide down the rainbow. He don't fall off. When Yoshi fell off the whole platform completely, I died. And see, I could not. Oh wait, and see, why do you do this? As he mentions it, and
oh no,
so
Yoshi
funny.
Man's falling!
Oh my god. Died in laughter. I could not take it no more.
Love Yoshi Man, yes.
Yes. Ooh, oh my god, that thing was just so funny. And the shade! The shade! As he, right at the star. He has 23 coins. He has enough to get it. He needs like a 7 to get to the star. He gets a minus dice block. I was like, really? And he throws a 10. And he didn't have enough for the star. I'm like, oh, damn. Oh, as he... I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay?
Do I need to call the
You're ambulance? Gagging.
Literally He's dead. Gagging. He's dying. Someone help. Someone call 911.
I'm sorry. And then it was grab bag. This is going to be more funny. I was like, Donkey Kong, come here. Because he had a lot of coins. We played him and he came. I'm stealing all the coins. And I accidentally grabbed SC. And he lost the coin. He wasn't mad. I threw something was wrong. We finished the mini game. He was like, "That's a coin mini game."
Did he seriously say that?
Yes, he did, because he was asking where the gold mushroom was.
Oh my god, I really cannot deal with SC. That is so horrible. Was that a coin mini game?
Oh.
Boo.
Oh no.
Wait, that was a coin mini game?
He asked, that's what he asked. He was like, what? We were playing for coins? Oh my god. Oh, I'm crying. Oh no. It's very funny playing with Ezzy. And then we played Wheel of Fortune, and Z got so mad because I won with like $65,000. He was like, really? Because I kept on laying on 5,000 and everything. He was like, you cheating. He was like, this is ridiculous. He was like, this is, you know, as he wanted. Because he was like, this is some BS. Every time I laid on something, like, BS, BS. I'm like, oh, as he gonna cuss me out one day. What I've been doing is working college, like a working girl, working college. All I've been doing. What else? I'm working on the game. I got every single mini game done in each category. Yes.
Yay.
I got 1 4-play mini game, one versus three, 1 2 versus 2, 1 battle, 1 duel, and 1 chance. I mean, 1 chance, 1 challenge. Every last mini game done. So now I can have some testing people because I'm getting sick of having to test everything myself. I'd rather 1,000 people get errors rather than me having to get 1,000 different errors. So I'm gonna have to send it out for testing purposes, and that's all I've been doing. Except that let me tell you about the before we leave because it's getting too long. How long is it? Oh no! The teacher at the middle school got her tail whooped by a parent and her child. She got her behind whooped. It was on news and everything. I'm sure people in New York saw it on the news. Hempstead High School. Not Hempstead. Alberta Beach Grade School, Middle School, Hempstead Middle School. Oh, she got her behind whooped. And I was like, that is not good. But then after, a lot of people said the teacher's a bitch. I'm like, the tea been poured. But that's all I have to say because that's all I've been doing. So, we getting those the podcast. Yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed it because it was half what we've been doing and half the main topic,
which foolishness.
Is, yeah, half main topic, Mario Kart 8. So, ooh, and it's hot outside.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's finally getting nice out. Yeah, a little too nice.
Yeah, cause I start sweating. No, I start sweating, and this is what happens. But let me get to the end of the information before I sweat even more. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. I got that part right. You can check us out. I think Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and Lost Levels podcast at TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes. And I didn't have to look it up.
Oh, yes.
Thank the Lord. For me, it's YouTube, Dark Boo, Nintendo Network, Dark Boo 007, and Twitter, Dark Boo 007. Let me talk about Twitter for a good 5 seconds. All these followers came out of nowhere.
How many do you have now?
23. I have like 11.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, Staryu and SC did mention you, you and I, in a comment where about the podcast. So maybe they followed you from that.
And I retweeted something. The moment I retweeted something, that's when I got all the followers. I think it was the podcast or something.
It's not even like a point of tagging in Twitter anywhere because I never use my Twitter. I only have literally like one tweet on it, and I don't really see like the point in Twitter anymore now that I have a Tumblr. So if you guys ever want to interact with me, definitely go on my Tumblr because I go on that like every day. I'm very active on there. I mostly just reblog stuff, but I also post my art there, and, you know.
And what's your Tumblr search? Because I'm done with mine.
It is unofficial, official Toadette. All, no caps, no, well, you can't use caps in Tumblr anyway, but no punctuation, no nothing, just unofficial, official Toadette. And my Instagram, if you want to see my art, is _Toadette_. And then my Nintendo Network is Toadette Wii U. I post some game stuff on there sometimes. Not too active on there, but I'm not dead there like I am on Twitter. So the best way to contact me, check me out, Tumblr.
You can follow me through the ends of the year across the frozen sea. I am Spider Star everywhere around the world. YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, Nintendo Network, Google+, all of it is Spider Star U. Make sure if you add me on Nintendo Network, make sure you say you know me from the podcast or my YouTube channel or whatever. If you just add me and don't say anything, I'm gonna reject the request. So make sure you say what you know me from, or you could just say I got robbed.
Oh, we're still doing that. That was like from the podcast where we were talking about the leak, and I was like, "Oh, Bowser Jr. and Dark Pit aren't real. Look where I am now."
Yeah.
No, you said it was.
I lost my Rob.
We had the when we had the picture, you said that you were like, I'm pretty sure it's real, but you're not going to confirm anything.
I was like skeptical, but they look too real to be fake. Mm-hmm. I was more like, not like, oh, this is fake. I was just more like disappointed, like, really? And that's still kind of how I feel. I love Smash 4, but the roster's a little disappointing. But now that there's DLC, it might not be so disappointing. Toad.
I actually want Toad to be it, but I don't think he'll ever be in Smash Brothers, at least for Smash 4. But as for me, you can follow me on Tumblr at Greninja, or my Nintendo Network ID, which is C-O-M-P-E-T-E. Compete. Compete. Alright.
And with like that, Capiche, we about to go.
Woo!
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Get out.